Proclamation number 7695 of 9th of September, 1960. Effect of the Divine Word on souls in the hereafter. All souls can feel addressed by me, both people on earth as well as souls in the kingdom of the beyond, if only they listen to me voluntarily. For my word resounds to all self-aware beings which open themselves to my address, thus are willing to be addressed by me. And this address of mine gives bliss to those who have already discarded their body, for they are permeated by strength and light, depending on their degree of maturity and desire. But people on earth don't always feel this flow of strength because they don't entirely stay in the spiritual sphere, but their body is still exposed to the impressions of the earthly kingdom. Thus, as it were, the body's sensation still makes itself felt primarily. Nevertheless, the soul receives strength and also evaluates it. This is why the acceptance of my word by a servant devoted to me is extremely significant for all spiritual beings, for it is a process in which countless souls participate, because there is no limitation in the spiritual kingdom, because my word sounds out into infinity in the spiritual kingdom, where the spiritual beings full of light also hear my address and blissfully accept it. And thus the souls are constantly fed with heavenly nourishment, they are constantly supplied with light and strength, and a person only needs to open himself voluntarily, then this nourishment, which is spiritual food for the soul and helps it to mature, will also reach him. Thus it always depends on the free will of the human being as well as of the souls in the beyond whether my word will also sound to them. Yet if they allow it through their will, then they can also be called exceedingly blissful, for anyone who once receives my word will also now remain under the flow of strength of my love, and he can no longer perish eternally, he will successfully cover the path of ascent development, he is guaranteed to leave the abyss and ascend to the height because he constantly accepts strength and light from me. The spiritual kingdom's redemption would be impossible in the kingdom of the beyond if my gospel were not proclaimed to the souls thereto, even though it is far more difficult to convince those souls than on earth. But where my word can resound, the soul's doubts will also diminish, and since they have to do without earthly pleasures and goods, they will nevertheless start to look for other goods. And then an address on my part will unusually touch them and make them think. And now the ice is broken, now they wait for repetition and don't miss any opportunity where they can hear my address again. Only my word can bring about the redemption of the spiritual beings, because my word is the proclamation of my will. Because my word is the gospel which I proclaimed on earth as the human being Jesus. And because the souls only gain knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation through my word. All souls in the beyond as well as all people on earth must find Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, because then they will also have found me and acknowledge me, whom they once denied. And this can only be accomplished by my word, which establishes the connection from the Creator to his created being. Immature souls in the beyond lack all knowledge and therefore it has to be conveyed to them. However, I cannot address these souls directly. But through you they can also hear my word if you mentally recite it to them yourselves or if you open yourselves to hear my word. Then those souls can also participate in the transmissions, they will not be hindered if they voluntarily stay close to you and listen to what I have to say to you, my servants on earth. Then your work for me and my kingdom will be a great blessing, for then you will contribute towards the redemption of the still unfree spirits, then my word can also be heard by these souls and it will not remain without impression. And if you then consciously call upon souls which were close to you on earth, you can also be certain that I will give special consideration to these souls for the sake of your love for them. For then I will be able to give them strength for the sake of your love, and they will be receptive and willing and soon also belong to your permanent environment, for if they could only touch my word once they will always want to hear it again and then also experience no restriction. Therefore always remember those souls and seek to help them, and my blessing will rest on your work. You will always work successfully for me and my kingdom. You will help all those who are still unredeemed, because every work of redemption draws wide circles and ever new souls are won and can exchange the darkness for the light. Amen.